Well, Monday means it's time to talk about a bit of new music that you're going to be hearing all this week here on 2SER. There's only one man qualified to talk about it, and that is, of course, Andrew Cadore, our music director, who joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Nick.
Oh, I'm very excited to talk about what you got this week, because I know you've got some stuff I really quite like queued up, haven't you?
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be interested in what we've got lined up today. Basically, pretty big releases, especially in the 2SER sphere. Let's talk first about Cass McCombs.
Yes.
From California, who's been here a couple of times and he's headed here in December, co-presented by 2SER. Now, look, Cass McCombs, this is album number 8 for him. It's called Mangy Love. Look, he's proven to be such a cryptic songwriter.
Mm.
And often quite variable. I find his catalogue quite compelling, but he's been pretty variable for me. But it's his crypticness that's always gotten me. And from album to album, sometimes I just don't know where to turn, but I still tune in. Sometimes he makes Bob Dylan sound like Ed Sheeran. That's how cryptic he is. His lyrics, they tend to work on impressions over narrative, really. And they still feel very deeply personalised, if not personal, which I don't know if that makes sense, but he's just got this way about his lyrics that really affect you, but you don't feel that kind of raw, direct emotion that you might feel from something deeply personal. Anyway, Mangy Love is the new album. And over the past two tours that Cass McCombs has engaged in with Australia, he's been jamming out his catalogue. So he's kind of got his hippie on and really winding out the songs, really long versions, something like the Grateful Dead. I think he's just been listening to a lot of Grateful Dead. And on this album, he kind of smooths out any ragged edges that way with a definitive streak of gospel soul. It's really gorgeous, this album. So you've got really long winding guitar bits and you've got this kind of gospel element with it as well. For me, this album really mixes the feel of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On with the political fervour of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. So you've got the soul and you've got what I kind of feel is a little bit of a political statement. As cryptic as he can be, you really feel that he's really looking at the state of the world on this record. And I just think it's Cass McCombs is his most impassioned and it's a really great step for him. It's a great listen. I really love this record. If you've never been sold on Cass McCombs before, I think Mangy Love might be the one to get you over the line. Let's hear a bit.
All right.
Ceilings on the floor, floor in the refrigerator. What of the dough? It's there no more. When it rains.
Yeah,
that's
smooth.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really smooth record. I mean, from time to time, the record gets a little rough and ragged, but it's mostly like what you're hearing there with that track, which is called Opposite House. As I mentioned, he'll be here in December, and it's co-presented by 2SER. The album's called Mangy Love. It's the 8th from Cass McCombs.
The 8th? Prolific?
Yeah,
absolutely
very
prolific.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, who are we talking about next?
We're going to go to Chicago, just crossover.
All right.
Angel Olsen has a new record out.
Love,
this is album
number
4. Yeah, look, a lot of people love Angel Olsen. She's been here a couple of times now. She's going to be coming back. She's playing the Opera House in December. The new album's called My Woman. And from album to album, she's been quite a chameleon. She started off as a kind of a rootsy singer and she was working a real acoustic folk line. And then in this album, she's kind of gone into this girl group pop sort of scenario. And every time she makes a switch musically, it's never been at the expense of what I think is at the core of her music, which is this raw vulnerability. And she writes these winsome love songs, which are kind of rooted in that longing that you hear out of the girls groups from like the Ronettes and the Shirelles. But it's not quite, oh, why won't he or she be mine? Or when will he or she be mine? It's kind of more about, why am I thinking this way and how does this represent me as a woman? So it has the modern trappings of identity and femininity that we're hearing a lot come up from a lot of female singer-songwriters as well. And that makes it a really amazing album. There's one truly epic track on here called Sister, which goes for nearly 8 minutes. And it really is the core of the album in terms of how she thinks about herself and how she thinks about the world around her and how one plays on the other and so forth. Let's hear a little bit of something a little bit more poppy from the album. This is called Give It Up.
Hurts to be around you. I can't stand you lying. Whenever you're beside me, a part of me is dying.
I just cannot get enough of her sound. I absolutely love it.
Amazing voice. First came to prominence by touring and singing with Bonnie Prince Billy. And then she'd only put out a cassette at that point in time. And then this is album number 4. She signed to a much bigger label these days. As I mentioned, she's coming out as well in December, the album from Angel Olsen called My Woman. And it's a pretty deep one.
All right, what are we going to finish up with?
We're going to finish with a band who, look, you said off air that you hadn't heard of, but look, I'm probably showing my age in talking about a group called The Moles, who I used to see around in the 90s. Now, they were a band that wowed a lot of people, not only here, but overseas, which is where they looked for, let's say, fame and fortune. Now, they were led by a guy called Richard Davies, and essentially it was like, what he did was he just had this very peculiar way with classic pop records. He would just take all the best things out of pop and shake it up and turn it upside down and pour it out of the pockets of pop and just put it all back together in this really fascinating way. And it was still as catchy as anything. And they went overseas and they tried to make it overseas. They actually got signed to an offshoot of Sub Pop. And they made some records over there. The original Sydney lineup disbanded and Richard Davies kept the band going with different members. And then he started a really amazing sweet pop project called Cardinal, which put out a record about a year or so ago as well. But the Moles haven't been sighted for about 20 years.
20 years.
And look, he's making up for lost time because this new album, which is called Tonight's Songs, has 24 tracks on it. And he says it's kind of like a journal of what he's been up to over the last 20 years. And he's got some great people to help. Free Times, Dion Narnia, the former Sebado drummer, Bob Fay, is on here. Members of Woods, members of the 90s indie rock band Sugar, which was led by Bob Mould. He's gotten some really great people on board for this record. He lives in Boston now. The record's on a UK label called Fire. And yeah, look, just sort of really sort of a rough cut cluster of pop gems that if you're interested in kind of like the really weird ends of the Beatles' White Album, you're going to love this record. So it's called Tonight's Songs. It's from The Moles. There'll be probably people my age who remember seeing The Moles and seeing them play in bear suits and doing crazy things at the Hopetoun sometime in the 90s. But they're back now, and I thought we'd leave you with a track called Beauty Queen of Watts.
Let's do it. You and I will talk more new music this time next week.
Have a great week.